Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Studies galore have confirmed that people feel more satisfied and happier the more that they get to control their own lives. This applies across all economic strata and ethnicities. Therefore, to increase people's happiness, wouldn't it make sense to reduce, instead of continuing to expand, government control of our daily lives? No, I'm not joking. Think about it. More and more every day, governments are expanding control of the people from the day they are born until they die. At birth, current tax laws require that whoever will report the newborn as a dependent must first obtain a Social Security number for him or her. At death, governments regulate where you are buried or cremated. What is wrong with people being free to make their own decisions and being responsible for the consequences of their choices? At one time in America, people were free to ingest whatever substances they chose. Now governments regulate what is allowed to be produced and traded, at what ages, of what purities, what substances are either mandated or prohibited, and even the quantities. At one time, welfare was mostly provided by the private sector with the goal of helping people to become self-sufficient and grow away from the need to accept it. Such an achievement would improve someone's happiness. Now the government welfare system includes obstacles and disincentives toward people taking more control of their own lives, meaning a reduction in happiness. There are too many examples of the growth of government into our lives to try to list them all. The important point is to think of what will happen to people as governments make more and more decisions about how people conduct their lives. The more that governments control people, the less incentive they will have to develop their own talents and make the world a better place for others, and the less benevolent they will feel toward each other. Just remember, those advocating bigger government are necessarily pushing to reduce people's happiness, and that is a huge problem today. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.